This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
All right, welcome back in as we get you updated here. Colorado State, what in the hell happened in that game?
Seriously, Wade Smith, your dudes.
They were up. Now, listen, I picked Colorado State, and I feel good about this. I picked Colorado State to beat Memphis.
I picked Memphis, and I was feeling good about it.
And this second half has to be out of control. Yeah, 40-25 in the second half is what we got. Because Memphis had a nice little solid 5-point lead at the half, and Colorado State has just run through. Like that is a situation like Penny Hardaway.
It's been on borrowed time.
But what can you do?
What if you're Memphis?
I'm just saying.
Get someone else.
Can you be better? I would think. But can
Calipari.
You?
Calipari.
Yeah,
they were better.
But can they? But this is what they're thinking. Is there like if Penny Hardaway left Memphis, like what kind of like that's not a job. That's not a sexy job.
Nah.
What conference are they in? The AAC? Is that where they still are?
I think they still are. Yeah.
I just don't.
Not a good conference.
Like if they were to get Penny, one. Penny is a guy that can recruit like hell. I don't know, he can't coach much once he gets in there, but he can recruit like hell in a way that I don't know if other people would be able to get that into Memphis. And two, he won't leave. Even if you found success and you found a really good coach, let's say they found Buzz Peterson. Or Buzz Williams, excuse me, A&M's coach. Buzz Williams is leaving Memphis as soon as he gets the chance, or Dusty May is leaving as soon as he gets a better opportunity. I feel like they are stuck, and the five seed is the highest that they can get through.
Yeah, and look, Penny Hardaway is my favorite basketball player of all time. I had so many of his jerseys. I still have a Russian nesting doll in my apartment of him. Anyways. I really wanted him to work out in Memphis, but it's just, and he is bringing, that was the huge perk of hiring him was with the AAU circuits. He was going to bring in the players and he has done that, but obviously it's still not, he's never gotten past the first weekend of March Madness. And now I think it's 7 years.
He clearly gets out coached a lot.
Oh yeah. All the time.
Yeah.
So point being like the one benefit or his greatest benefit obviously is not good enough. And for the record, this is the first time ever that a 12 seed will be favored against a 5 seed.
They were favored
and actually win the game.
Yeah,
they were every other time a 12 seed has been favored, they've actually lost that matchup to a 5 seed. This will be the first time that a 5 seed was an underdog and actually lost in March Madness.
Yeah, they're down by double digits, so they look like they're going to lose that game. Iowa State will move on, blowing out Lipscomb. Alabama. They were struggling a bit there, Robert Morris. They win 90-81. Mississippi State falls to Baylor in the early games, and Duke is putting on Mount St. Mary's. We just had that conversation about Cooper Flagg, as he is in. He's in 13 minutes, 9 points, 2 rebounds, 2 assists in his first game back, coming back from that ankle issue. Vandy, they are ahead of St. Mary's in this game, and then Ole Miss and North Carolina just tipped off. So that is the tournament update here, sponsored by Reynolds. Nope. No, it's not. Is it? Did I just make up Reynolds Wrap? Tyler is a sponsor to the NCAA tournament update.
I think you did, but I like it. It sticks.
It does.
Yeah. You get it.
Old Reynolds Wrap. Sorry about that.
That'll stick.
Well, hell, here, there's an opportunity for you right now in the next 2 hours. I just made up a tournament update and a sponsor all at once right there.
Reynolds Wrap, keeping our hot takes fresh.
and grill, the grill version of Reynolds Wrap. That's just a little. All right, we got to stop just giving too much love to Reynolds Wrap right now. But all right, so that's the latest there. Simple question to you all, 713-572-4610. Those of you on the Jim Adler, the Texas Hammer text line, and those of you on YouTube and Twitch. Simple question right now that we can dive into. Do you feel better today, currently, after all the moves made right now? Obviously, it's not finished. But do you feel better today about the Texans than you did from when their season ended? Do you feel better today? Then think about all the moves from Tunzel to Shaq Mason to bringing in Christian Kirk to Kenyon Green to Gardner Johnson to Justin Watson, for those who are into that one, making sure they've locked up Derek Stingley, locked up Danielle Hunter for another year. Some of the other moves that they've made. Do you feel better about the Texans today from season's end?
Man, I saw this on the rundown about 2 hours ago, and I've been thinking about it ever since. And I don't know. I might be about the same, because for me,
oh no,
the two biggest areas to me were offensive line, okay, and wide receiver depth, wide receiver core as a whole.
They've made some moves.
They have.
Yes.
And we talked about the Christian Kirk thing at the time. And if he's healthy, I really like that addition. I am concerned though about the depth. Whereas, well, you said when season ended. And when season ended, you already out Tank Dell and Steph Diggs, and you knew he wasn't coming back. So now that I think about it, yeah, I guess wide receiver, I feel better today than I did at the end of the season. Offensive line's the other big one. I don't think they're done there yet, so I'm giving them an incomplete, and I have hope that they're going to better the offensive line from today to week one. But I think you downgraded at left tackle, even though I think it was the right move to move on from Laramie Tunsil. My hope is that cohesion, the group, and with the new coaching staff or the new offensive coordinator and offensive line coach, that as a whole, the offensive line will be better. So all this is to say, I'm not really sure. I might be at the same spot or slightly more positive now than I was at the end of the year, but I don't think it's a huge jump in positivity just yet. I am curious to see what they do with the draft and how the rest of this offseason and summer shakes out. But I don't think I feel worse. I think I'm at least the same, maybe a little more positive now than I was at the end of the year.
Yeah, 713-572-4610, YouTube and Twitch. Do you feel better about the Texans right now from season's end? Season's end. They're in the divisional round. They're in that game. Some people felt like they were more in that game than others. But they're in that game against the Chiefs. They end up losing right there. They've made several moves. I'm going to tell you, someone texted in, I feel 100% better about the moves. Ron, I'd feel better if Trent Brown were a run-stopping defensive tackle at 380 pounds from Ocho. And Slick Nick, we trust, someone texted in, hell yeah, Tunzel's gone. All that matters now, just bring Diggs back, is what Cornbread said.
Diggs was open.
I feel better. I feel better. I thought they were flirting with the essence of the culture that they were trying to build having Laramie Tunsil here.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I'm not going to sit here and lie to you in your face and tell you that I feel like they have improved this thing up front that much. But I do think that they were flirting with the essence of what they want it to be culture-wise with Laramie Tunzel. And I did, and I've been saying it for a while, they need to move themselves out of the Laramie Tunzel business. And I do think that is a big move. I feel better about Christian Kirk than most, clearly I see. We were on the day after it happened. Clint has, I think, I'm higher on Christian Kirk than Clint is. So I do feel better about that, although I know it's not done on the with the pass catchers they have. And then the defense. I think Gardner Johnson, I think, is a good add. They have a potential to have a very, very good secondary. I don't know how to feel about the new coordinator, play caller, and the staff.
Yeah, I'm with you.
But, yeah. Like, if we just go and think about all those things, right? Because that was a big thing. They fired Bobby Slowick, and, again, I think Bobby Slowick had his flaws. I think Bobby Slowick was working with a lot of issues. And now we're seeing the Texans agreed with him. Because last year's – tell me if I'm wrong, Tyler. Last year – or Luke. Last year's starting offensive line, like the first 8-9 weeks of the season – was Laramie Tunzel gone. Kenyon Green gone. Juice Scruggs, I don't know if we know if he's going to play center right off the bat. But hell, he didn't end the season playing center. Hell, he didn't end the season playing and he was healthy. But Scruggs up in the air. Shaq Mason was the right guard gone. And now Titus Howard was the right tackle. And I think he might play right tackle. Don't know where he's going to go, but there may be a change there, too. So, at the very least, like, three of the guys aren't even here anymore. So, they up front told you we need a change and we had a problem. So, I think overall, I feel better about the team because I do think the subtraction of just Laramie Tunzel, not to say he's a bad dude, but just what they have been trying to push forward. They're trying to push. They're trying to push you, Will. They're trying to push you, CJ. They're trying to push you, Jalen Petrie, and he to me goes counter to that. So I think for me personally, I do. I feel better about them at season's end. Now, do I feel better about them being a championship contender from season's end? No, I think that's probably.
Quite frankly, it's bullshit.
That's probably the same, if not. No, I believe this defense probably got better. That's probably the same right now for me in terms of where I feel of them in terms of a realistic chance to win a championship.
That's why I'm torn. I was going to ask you where you put the ceiling at because I'm with you. I feel good about the changes and even the environment of that locker room and roster. And change can be very exciting because of the hope of what it brings. And so there's an opportunity here to be a lot better on the offensive line. There's an opportunity for the play caller to be a lot better this year than last year. Hopefully it doesn't get any worse. So you're excited for that opportunity and the potential. I give them the benefit of the doubt of adding an interior offensive line and a wide receiver in the draft that I think will help those units as well. So I'm optimistic about still improving in those areas. But then, with that said, while I do feel good about the moves they made this offseason, the adjustment maybe to the culture, if I ask myself, what's the ceiling for this team next year, I'd still put it at the same spot as last year in terms of number of wins, division, you win one playoff game. But I don't see this team right now as they're constructed today as being a team that could get to the AFC championship or even win the AFC just yet. And so that's where I say,
do you feel like there are realistic moves out there that will get you to that spot?
At this point, I don't know, unless you get guys in the draft that can come in, and this certainly could happen, and could be impact players right away at the offensive line and wide receiver position. But I wish... And easier said now than before, although I was saying some of these things on the air at the time. I wish they took some bigger swings, specifically on the offensive line.
Just one.
Yeah, go get Will. Will Fries was the guy I wanted.
Now, me too. We talked about it. That was, and I know it cost $80 million. I know it did that. I just, And this is up to this point right now. I am legit surprised that it feels like they have decided to go bargain shopping.
Yes.
At the most important thing that they had to fix.
Right.
And that's 2 years in a row. Yes, I understand the Laramie Tunsil. Again, I praise that move. I am just surprised that it also went with 1 year, $4 million Tomlinson.
Mm-hmm.
1 year, $3 million today, Trent Brown, for another tackle. 1 year, $12 million for Cam Robinson. All of that would have been good if they said, we're going to get Dahlman at center, or we're going to get Fries at guard. Like, all of that would have been a big, or we're going to be the one to trade for Joe Tooney the way the Bears did, or something like that. That's the only thing. That is the thing to me when you come out and say, we have got to protect CJ. Our quarterback got hit too much. And again, I still want to give them time. I didn't know, and hell, I covered the team too. I didn't know Joe Tooney was available, but he was. Maybe there is another guard out here that we don't even have at the top of mind that's available, that maybe that could be available, mm-hmm. that could be added to this team. Who knows? But I am surprised up to this point where it's like, yo, man, all right, we can add to our safety room to really improve that. Let's go get Gardner Johnson. Like, that's a serious move to kind of help your safety room, and it feels like more bargains.
Even Christian Kirk, who I know is coming off the injuries, but still.
It feels like more bargains at this point. That's the part that has surprised me. When they said we got to protect CJ, the franchise, the most important person in the organization, I would have thought that would have said, hell, man, let's go. But they've decided to go a different route, at least as of to right now.
Yeah, and as they say, you know, you don't have to listen to the words when you can see the actions. But for the Texans with that offensive line, I am envious. I look at the Bears and the Vikings in particular, two teams that needed to address their offensive line the most. The Vikings signed the number one guard and a Pro Bowl center. The Bears, as we've talked about on this station ad nauseum at times, added three different guys on the offensive line. Even the Jaguars went out and grabbed a couple guys this offseason to help bolster their offensive line for their young quarterback. So, you know, including one of the bigger names. So that's what I was hoping to see. I give them credit for making those moves and ripping the Band-Aid off by getting rid of some of that dead weight from a year ago. But I want the reinforcements to be a little greater to this point.
All right, the drive continues right here live as we're enjoying this great Friday.
Rock and roll, meow.
Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
Welcome back in to The Drive.
You gotta stop.
My man Cornbread said, as we're talking about it, do you feel better about the Texans since they ended the season in Kansas City? Cornbread said, you can't say that until training camp to see if they go further. It's not a finished product. Till nobody said it's not a finished product. I think what we can say is what it is right now. And we have repeatedly said, I have repeatedly said, now it is still time for them to go make a trade. There may be another trade out there that they're talking to. Who knows? Whatever. There's time. But at this point, unless you disagree, and I don't know how you can, they have elected at this point to go more bargain and I believe we can coach them up and taking more of chances. More of, you remember Kings of Comedy when he talked about that Hope Creed? The Texans right now up to this point are more in the Hope Creed. We hope that Tomlinson can play better than he did the last couple of years. We hope that Juice maybe picks up the center position. We hope that Titus Howard can move over to left tackle. Or we hope that Titus Howard, with a full training camp, can play better at left guard. We hope that Blake Fisher is ready to go now. We hope that Cam Robinson can stay healthy and that he is still a player that can give you something, you know, in his 30s or early 30s or 29, wherever he is. It's been more of that than, you know, bona fide, confident type of guys they brought in. So, again, there might be, and I think even if the answer is a rookie, especially at 25, that is a, we have one of the situations where it's one of the better rookies, you know, that are ready to go and impact the team. So I think they've gone a lot of hope, coach him up, hope that Cole Popovich is the guy that can coach this group up. We hope that Nick Caley's offense can kind of help better and these guys have grown. I think it's been more of hope and bargain up to this point from what we've seen up front with their biggest problem in front of C.J. Stroud than more, hey, let's go and just really get aggressive with more confident feeling definites. Like, man, you go trade and bring in Gardner Johnson in the safety spot, you feel pretty good about what the hell you about to get. There ain't a lot of hoping. There's a lot of, we got him. That joker going to add to us. That crew, we've improved there. So that's why I think it's just, they are more hope, like, instead of more, like Chicago, I think they probably, there ain't real much hope. I think they probably got a pretty good idea of what they're getting out of Joe Thuney. I think they got a pretty good idea what they're getting out of Dalman, the center they got. Now, I think they're a little hoping with the other guy they got from the Rams, hoping that he can get back to where he was for a couple of years ago. But, I mean, it's just real. Like, is that how you saw it happening? Are they going, like, this is what they're going to do to bring in and help the biggest issue? They're going to trade Tunzel, and then the position that they're going to bring in the most is tackle. And they're going to keep Fisher and Titus. And they're going to bring in Cam Robinson and Trent Brown. And the one piece they bring in the interior, they bring in two pieces of the interior. Just don't, guys, don't, trust me, don't read anything on Ed Ingram. Like, just don't read anything on him. It reads worse than Kenyon Green. I'm just telling you, don't read anything. And then they bring in Tomlinson. They've brought in more tackles than they did changes on the interior. That is a bit surprising of how they went that way. Does not mean that they're SOL, they're screwed. Does not mean that Cole Popovich and Nick Caley with their styles may not make this thing much better, and we see, oh my God, it was that damn Hal. It was that tyrant, baby Napoleon, waltzing around here that screwed everything up. Like, that is on the table. But they have gone bargain shopping and hope. Straight up.
Yeah, and, you know, offensive line's the one unit where the group can be better than the individuals, so maybe they're hoping with the right group and the changing and the coaching in that room and the offensive coordinator, things can be different. But I'm with you. And to your point, you know, as a Texans fan, like, you're once bitten, twice shy, but really about three times bitten at this point, where you're at the point where you don't want to rely on just that hope or those bargain bin additions and hoping that it gels. You want to be, like you said, like the Bears, where you have a need, you go out, you make some big swings, or even the Vikings to a certain extent, or whatever other team addressed another need. Like, when your team has such a pressing need, you want them to be serious in addressing it instead of, like you've been saying, that buzzword, just kind of relying on hope that things are going to work out. And when you haven't seen it work out the last couple of years, you become a little hard-pressed to believe it's going to be different this time around.
But yeah, and I'm not even in that point. Like, they've got a new OC. They've got a new, kind of, new offensive line coach. And I think a new philosophy. I think I'm higher on Cam Robinson than you are. I think anybody is. And I think they can be better. Hell, I mean, they gave up the second most sacks in all of football, right, last year with those guys. I think they can be better. If you'd have told me, all right, they're going to take one swing this year before the draft, like, you're going to tell me they got the 25th pick, they're going to take one swing, I would have said, like objective one based off the things that they were saying, is going to be to bring in a stud somewhere on the offensive line. I would have guessed interior.
Mm-hmm.
And they haven't done that. That's fine. They got their way of doing it. Hell, look, I did not love how they attacked the interior defensive line last year. I was not a fan of that, but hey, it worked well enough. Like that was not what ended up killing them, right? And they're evaluated. They saw some good stuff. Mario Edwards was a bigger player than I thought he would when he was there. The Danico Autry thing worked him on the inside when he was there. Foley Fatakasi was better than maybe one would think. That group worked. So yeah, I'm not saying it won't. I'm just saying, like, coming up at the end of this season, you heard them talking. Like, I would have been more inclined to think, as you said, they would have done something like the Vikings or the Bears.
Yeah.
Like, at least one right. player. One, at least one move like that.
Yeah, and I'd feel a lot different and a lot better right now if you just simply threw in a Will Fries or a Joe Tooney. Like, just that one extra piece on that line with the draft still upcoming, and I'd feel pretty good about the offensive line right now, as opposed to instead still having some questions, hoping they draft somebody that pans out and that this unit can gel together and perform well this year.
All right, coming up, tournament update. We'll get you caught up there. And I feel like my thought process is a little dark here, Tyler. With something coming out.
Hell.
I think Tyler is going to be in a much, much more exciting place than I am on this same thought. We'll discuss that coming up next.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
Survivor 48 is here, and alongside it, we're bringing you a brand new season of On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast. If you're a Survivor super fan, you won't want to miss this deep dive into every episode where we break down how we designed the game, the biggest moves, your burning questions. It's the only podcast that gives you inside access to Survivor that nobody else can. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, Team Money?
Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
Oh boy, having another one of those fat moments here. Could really go for a loaded coney right now.
Mmm. I had a trail burger for lunch. It was delicious.
You did? That was the first time, wasn't it?
Yeah, my first ever trail burger. It did not disappoint.
Shout out to Bun B and Company, your first one. So you had this man door dashed trail burger.
Ooh. It's okay though. You see, now you can finance your DoorDash over 4 payments, interest free.
So I really do. I DoorDash way too much. My DoorDash bills are out of hand.
Well, now you can get some relief.
How did you land on Trillburg? Like, did you hunt it down or did you just look up and saw options? Did you say, you know what? I've been meaning to try this.
Yeah, I put in the address for the station here to have that DoorDash, you know, delivery, and I just kind of wanted to see what options there were. You know, I knew they had different options here than when I DoorDash at the house. So I had to look at my options, and there was Trill Burger, and I was like, man, I never had one yet. Let me get a taste.
How would you rate it? 713-572-4610. Those of you on YouTube and Twitch that have had Trill Burgers, I have as well. 5 or 6 of them.
different times.
First off, that's my damn business. I prefer
my
personal affairs.
You're right.
All right, it was over 2.
I overstepped but there.
Over 2. Well, they brought them into the suite at one time, and I.
So you had 3 of the 6 that day.
It was 4 quarters. It was 4 quarters.
Needed sustenance.
4 quarters. But how would you rate them? 1 to 10. 1 to 10.
Just the burger. Because I was gonna say the fries, I'd say were mediocre.
I haven't had the fries.
They're okay. The burger, just the burger itself, 1 to 10. It was pretty damn good. I'd give it a solid 7.8.
Okay. Yeah, I like the. I'm a burger. I like a lot. I know a lot of people who really love the smash.
Yeah,
and I like either version. I like the smash. It was good.
I love a good cheeseburger. I love the smash too.
I'd say yes, 7 to 8 range. Pretty good. Got a good thing going. The Bun B aspect of it adds to it, I believe.
Yeah, that sauce on there is a nice touch.
I like the onions and whatever they grill them up.
I didn't get any onions. I don't like onions.
Of course you don't.
Got extra pickles, though, which I know you don't like.
Pass on those. Yeah. Take those off. But, good. Good. Not bad. There you go. Tournament rolling right now. North Carolina, who was feeling all good about, I thought they might win this game. They are getting housed. 38-21. It looks like the ACC fool around might be down to one team as Duke is beating the brakes off of Mount St. Mary, as they should. Cooper Flagg update on him and where he is in this game as they lead 73-41. Cooper Flagg, who's coming off of the injury, he is up to 14-7-4 right now in 22 minutes. Probably won't play.
Yeah, shouldn't.
Very much longer, and then get ready for their second round matchup. But Duke is up big. And Maryland and Grand Canyon, Crab 5, they're about to start up and get this thing going. So still no buzzer beaters, still really nothing even close to buzzer. I mean, we haven't even really had games really come down to the final moments, right? Not even that. So
no,
where's the madness?
I'm telling you, man. Hopefully we get there.
Let's jump the shark. I think we're still at 4 single-digit games so far. Everything else has been double digits and essentially blowouts.
Just 4? Wow. 4 single-digit games?
I think so. And this was Memphis. Memphis might have lost by like 7.
They got it to 8.
Okay. So that'd be a fifth. So we got 5. 78-70. All right. So 5. But most of them are like that. 8-point game.
Yep.
7-point game. You know, we haven't had those 2 possession.
Yeah. Nothing that were at the end. It really. Even the one that was 69-67. Was a 4-point lead, and they scored. They scored so late they had to, it was reviewed to see if it actually counted for betters. By the way, that was that there just landed right in the middle of the total score, the total point score that people were betting on that McNeese and Clemson game. That layup, hit right there. So
yeah, I had the under.
So as we said, man, we'll keep you up. Vanderbilt, they're up 10 on St. Mary. So hell, even these ones are double digit game right now. All right, did you all see that Netflix is bringing back the quarterback thing this year?
Hell yeah!
They took one off because they couldn't find enough guys, so they did receiver and they added a tight end to that one.
Ain't that a bitch?
And clearly, they haven't still been able to find enough guys. Because they've brought Kirk Cousins' ass back for it. So Kirk Cousins has decided to come back. So, yeah, Kirk said, hell, I'll do it. Kirk Cousins, Jared Goff, and Joe Burrow. That's the three they're following. First off, how we feel about that group?
Very pale.
Yeah. Found a very, very Caucasian group in a position that has started to sway the other way.
That's what the whites used to do.
But they hung in. Lamar probably just told them to go to hell. The rest of them. We'll see about Kirk. Like, Kirk Cousins, I think that can only work once. And it did. Yeah. It had me. The Target shopping, all of that stuff can only work once. I don't know if Kirk's
reading gonna, to his kiddos.
Gonna do it for me as much. Jared Goff looks boring as hell. Although he looks like Ryan Gosling, he does not, to me, to appear as entertaining. And Joe Burrow might give you something.
Yeah, I think Burrow would be fun. Jared Goff was on Hard Knocks that one year. He wasn't really noteworthy.
Burrow's the one.
And especially because that whole home break-in thing.
Yeah.
It's
from last year, right?
Right. Yeah. So I wonder if they cover that at all. There was that girl that called 911 that wasn't his girlfriend. She was like a swimsuit model or something. Yeah, all that sort of stuff. They probably will leave that out, but that would be interesting. But, yeah.
Joe will keep that in. We're going to see him by the Batmobile.
That's right.
That'd be good. Yeah, that'd be straight. The other ones just seem to be bored. Who would you have put in? Like, I'm sure they... Like... They didn't. Who would you put in?
I don't care if he's a backup. I got to put Jameis Winston in.
They didn't go to Jameis. There's no way Jameis turns them down.
Ward has no soul.
There is no way.
I don't think they're going to him. He's a starter.
I don't think they went to him.
You don't have to be a starter. Marcus Mariota was a friend.
He started as a starter and then lost his job.
Winner.
Really, I think Jameis maybe. Maybe Jameis feels, you know what? If it was last year, I think Jameis feels different now.
They're one with water.
Yeah. Jameis now he's pushed the, oh man, Jameis is fun. Before it was more the idiot and maybe we need to, like, maybe we should back off of Jameis. Bit the crab legs, the Uber ride stuff. Like that was he's a two-time, like, he's got a couple of alleged gropings in his bed. But now, like, Jameis takes on a completely different feel. So if they do quarterback next year, I think Jameis might be on it. But Jameis would have been
gotta find a team
gold.
First.
Yeah, he'll find one. They'll put him on somebody.
Within this discussion, all I can think is, you know, these networks are just awaiting the day that Jameis announces his retirement. He's going to have a job locked up as soon as he walks out of the NFL.
I knew you would say Jameis, and I feel like that would be fun. I'm a little darker. I would have voted for Deshaun. I want to watch that.
That circus.
That would have had me. And it's kind of the potential car crash, but you know he would try to dictate so much how it would go. But I don't think you can dictate for 24 hours a day or however long they are doing it. And I think whatever would come out. Whatever the truth of the everyday life would come out. I would have loved to have seen that, his interaction with his teammates, just his day-to-day.
Yeah.
To see, like, because what he shows us, it looks like life is, oh, good, baby.
Oh,
baby.
Yeah.
We're taking trips. We're on boats. We're on cars. I'm getting engaged.
Sipping some tequila.
Like, I would have been in every week. I'd have binged that sucker to see what Deshaun 24/7 to see where his life is right now. That I know that's a little darker, but the Deshaun one, that would have done me in. Someone texted in Matthew Stafford, not a bad one, him and his wife.
Yeah.
But I'd have been Deshaun.
Yeah, girl.
They told me and if they could have done the Burrow, golf, boom, 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 boom. And Deshaun won. Doom, doom. Like I would have been on that. Like, I'm trying to watch because then you would have got Jameis. You would have got Jameis. You would have got Jameis because Jameis was there.
It's true. Two birds, one stone.
Yeah. Text line coming in. Ron wants to see behind the little towel. I just like the curtain. I just like pull back the carpet and the curtain. I just want to see. You wouldn't have been in on the Deshaun. You wouldn't have been watching
that
every week.
Oh, no, I'd have been glued to
it. You would have been watching that train.
No, I'd have been glued to it.
Certainly over damn Cousins or Goff.
Yeah, Goff does seem boring as hell.
Cousins is the worst character to get multiple shows since Sheldon Cooper. Another terrible character.
Well done.
Give him two shows.
Well done. I never watched it, but I always thought, what is this young Sheldon?
Oh, my God. I mean,
who watched Big Bang Theory and thought, we should give this guy another show?
Didn't both of those shows get to walk out on their own?
Yeah.
Didn't both of those, like, they had, I mean, watching. They had people.
I didn't watch either, but yeah.
Same people are watching that Matlock reboot.
And Clinton Ron.
I've watched the hell out of
CSI New Orleans.
I didn't know Clint watched Matlock. I've watched the hell out of Matlock, man. Did you see last week?
Y'all got some real boomer viewing tendencies.
Did you see Kathy last week?
Kathy Bates, bad bitch.
Man. Spoiler, I don't want to give it away. Did you see Kathy last week, man? Telling you, man, we're gonna catch these people. We're going to catch these people. The sister came in. Oh, man, y'all better get out of here, man. Yeah, man, that Deshaun, boy, that would have done me in. All right, coming up, Dirty's Daily. We'll hold it down for him. I've got the burning question, I think, for me. Like, I'm skeptical right now about something the Texans are doing. But if I knew the answer, of which I know they already know, but if I knew the answer to this, it would change my entire feeling about the Texans in this situation. We'll discuss that next.